It's the review show on the Anfield Wrap after Liverpool went to Hungary and beat Leipzig 2-0 in the Champions League last 16. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Paul Cope for this one. Copey, I'll come to you first. A good game to be on for, mate. finally. me and Neil touched on something pre-match last night. When you look at it, the team doesn't really offer many surprises, and I don't think there can be many arguments around the actual 11. But when you look at Liverpool's bench, it's further evidence that this season, basically what this season has done to this squad, for the last 16 tie for Liverpool to essentially field on the bench, rather two goalkeepers, what can be classed as four or five academy still graduates, and then players who, you know, wouldn't be out of place as being labelled unfancied at present. It's further evidence, like I say, and I actually went back on this one and I had a look at some of the previous benches in the last 16 that we've had. So there's a couple here that I've got: 16-17 against Porto, Joe Gomez, Alberto Moreno, Lallana, Chamberlain, Mignolet, Danny Ings and Joel Matip. There was the Bayern Munich bench, which was James Milner, Daniel Sturridge, Alberto Moreno, Adam Lallana, Mignolet, Shaqiri and Origi. And then last year against Atletico, it was even stronger, had the likes of Keita, Minamino. You can understand where I'm going with this. It's Liverpool get the result, but it's indicative of the problems they've had throughout the squad this season.
Yeah, I got to a point at the weekend where I'd just reached the end of it with everything, being like, I'm not getting involved in the conversation anymore because it's boring. Like, it was actually a relief at the weekend to see somebody high profile in the media on TV in the UK acknowledging what's been going on and run with the conversation, which is the first time I've heard it in that sort of arena, that it's a miracle we are where we are. Like, the work that has gone into keeping this Liverpool team looking like it's competitive for so long is just a sign of how incredible this squad and management team is. The fact that we were top at Christmas, which is forgotten quickly, and what's happened since, it's insane. It's absolutely insane that the conversation is... I love the whole... I've you know, with a twisted sense around all this, or dark sense of humour, like the whole, why is Liverpool, it's the trick of calling it Liverpool still. Why is this Liverpool team dropped so dramatically since last year? Very simple answer to that. It's not the same Liverpool team. And more so than the team, the squad. Exactly what you've just summed up there. You just can't compare the two things. There's a reality to this. I was actually thinking about it for one of my favourite people, Jose Mourinho, with Spurs. And you can debate football over and over and over again, but the way in which Jurgen Klopp took a very good or good Liverpool team, very good, got to a Champions League final, to the next level of it being the arguably the best team we've ever seen, is by buying two unbelievable players. And when those players are either not available or not in form, there's only so much you can do as a manager. And that's where we've got to. And even last night, It will go unnoticed. The point you've just made about the bench just goes unnoticed because we won. It's incredible. We went away and beat a very, very, very good Leipzig team and made it look relatively comfortable. And even in the game, the commentators had quickly got to the point of doing the, well, a Leipzig that good. Like, brilliant.